Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. True believers already belong to the heavenly Jerusalem. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Good message for the time and the day that we're living in. You know, with all the trouble going on in the Middle East, you know, you're reading about it in the newspaper, folks, over there in Israel, Jerusalem, and so on and so forth. You need to keep in mind, folks, that your focus should be on the heavenly Jerusalem, folks. I'm talking to Jewish and I'm talking to Gentile people. Either you know Jesus Christ or you do not. If you know Christ, if you're a believer, you've been born again of the Spirit, you're on your way to heaven, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm here to tell you today, you are already seated in heavenly places in Jesus Christ. And if you're not, then you're in big trouble. And that's why I'm preaching this message at this time. Look at this, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Glory to God, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to know the Lord, isn't it? It's good to be saved. And that's what we're dealing with here. So Abraham and his descendants, they were looking for the city above, ladies and gentlemen. They wanted to be where their Creator was, where Almighty God was dwelling. Hallelujah. Look at this in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 to 29. But ye are come unto Mount Sion, or Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the Mount Zion. It's the city of the living God. It's the heavenly Jerusalem. It's not over there in the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. Keep in mind, folks, the majority of people living in the modern-day state of Israel want nothing to do with Jesus Christ. You know that as well as I do. Keep your eyes up above. Preach the gospel to those people by all means, absolutely. And if you know, I've been watching many YouTube videos of people, you know, evangelists over there in Israel, different people, different groups go over there. You know, but there's one common theme. The majority of the people who are listening want nothing to do with them, and they will come against those preachers. So think about this. Here we are 2,000 years later. The message of the gospel is going forth, but the rebellion against that same gospel is just as it was as in the times of Jesus Christ. Oh my, folks, you know, this gospel, you know, either you believe or you don't. We're talking about Jesus being the mediator of the new covenant. Ladies and gentlemen, the old covenant is annihilated. It does not exist anymore. It's the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood that he shed upon the cross. And this is the only blood that can make a soul clean, wash away the sins of the sinner. So you don't want to escape that teaching, folks. Believe it. There is no other way out. If you want to be saved, it must be through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if you're a true believer, you have already come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, and it's by faith in Christ, as I said. Galatians 3 and 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Okay? I'm a child of Abraham. You know, that's talking about a person of faith, a believer. You know, that's what it is all about, ladies and gentlemen. Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ, or Messiah. So, you know, Christ is the fulfillment of all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And look at Galatians 3 and 29. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you don't belong to Christ, folks, you are not an heir according to the promise. Don't ever forget that. But if you belong to Christ, if you be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed. You're one of the faithful. You're a believer. Okay, this goes for Jewish or Gentile, by the way. We're talking Jewish and Gentile believers in Jesus Christ. If you are an unbeliever, Jewish or Gentile, you do not belong to Jesus Christ. You're on the road to hell, by the way. You're on the road to destruction, eternal destruction without Jesus Christ. That's what this gospel is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The seed, remember, is speaking of Jesus Christ. He was the seed, ladies and gentlemen. Romans 9:6, not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel. So what is that talking about, ladies and gentlemen? You know, ethnic Israel, that doesn't mean people that are Jewish by birth are going to heaven. No way. You must belong to Jesus Christ. So look at this, Galatians 6:14 and 6-16. But God forbid that I should glory save or except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ, that's Messiah, Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, or a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them in mercy and upon the Israel of God. Hallelujah. This was spoken, written by the Jewish Apostle Paul, a severe persecutor of Christians, murdered them, and then he got saved. And look at the way he's talking. He says, I don't glory in anything except the cross of Christ. My, oh my. And he's telling the people, he says, look, circumcision doesn't matter. Uncircumcision, it doesn't mean a hill of beans. As many as walk according to this rule, ladies and gentlemen, nothing matters except if you be a new creation in Jesus Christ. Is talking about being born again of the Spirit. If you're Jewish and you don't believe in Christ, you've never been born again. My, oh my, you're still dead in your sins. And that applies to you if you're a Gentile also. Oh, yes. So this is a very heavy-duty teaching you need to know. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said here in Romans chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So from the lips of a man who was on the road to hell, just like the rest of us, he gets saved, and now he has that clear revelation which comes from above. Okay? And the Lord does this to him, and he does it to you too, folks. If you've been born again of the Spirit, you know things before now that you did not know before. That's the truth. That's how it was with me. So he's making it clear, you know, this circumcision in the flesh doesn't mean anything in the sight of God, ladies and gentlemen. You must be born again. It's the inward circumcision that you need. It's in the heart. It's in the spirit. And it must happen to you, whether you be Jew or Gentile. If you've never been born again of the spirit, if you've never been regenerated, if you've never become a new creation in Jesus Christ, hear me, you are still dead in your sins. I mean, what could be more serious than that about where you're going to spend eternity? You could die today. Stroke, heart attack, you could die today, man, woman. So many people, they mosey on in life and they say, well, I hope for the best, you know, hope I go to heaven, hope my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you today, you're in trouble. You must be born again. You must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that. Hallelujah. That's some good news, folks. Let's look at this. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. This is speaking about the birth of Christ coming into the world. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ, or Messiah, the Lord. Now, I put that in there, folks, so you'd remember, the angels are announcing the birth of the Savior. This is 2,000 years ago, folks. I mean, either you receive Christ or you don't. So here is the Messiah. This is the one sent into the world. Think now about all the centuries that have gone by with all the people that have rejected Christ by the billions, both Jewish and Gentile, and here he came into the world approximately 2,000 years ago. So the angels announced it, and this would be a message. Look at that. It's a message. They said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Not just the Jewish people, but to all people, ladies and gentlemen. This gospel is for everybody, okay? There's a lot of gospel twisting, people twisting the scriptures, tons of false gospels, but you're hearing the truth here today, ladies and gentlemen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4, also written by the Jewish apostle Paul, the man that was converted. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ or Messiah, seek those things which are above, where Christ or Messiah sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ or Messiah in God. When Christ or Messiah, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Oh yes, this is what you need to know, folks. You must come in, and there's only one way. It's through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, verse 14, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. It's not about Jerusalem in the Middle East, folks. Here we have no continuing city. That includes Jerusalem in the Middle East. We're looking for the new Jerusalem above. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the good news, folks. When you're born again, these things, God opens the scriptures to the believer. It's all about Christ. You know, people, you hear, you know, the brainwashing that goes on. Israel is the apple of God's eye. No, listen to me, folks. You're a believer. You're the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah. The Son, he sent the Son. He's happy when people believe in the Son. Glory to God. Look at this. This is what awaits every man and woman that has ever been born into this world, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this. Revelation 20, verses 11 to 15. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My, oh my, my! Let me ask you a question today, folks. Is your name in the book of life? I'll ask it again. Is your name in the book of life? Are you absolutely sure your name is in the book of life? Have you ever been born again? Has there ever been a point in your life when you repented and you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and asked him to save your soul? Has that ever happened to you? Has there ever been a time when you realized the Holy Ghost was in you? You've been regenerated by the power of the Holy Ghost. If it hasn't happened, folks, hear me. You're still dead in your sins. And when this day comes, and, you know, don't believe the people. You know, people say, oh, there's this judgment, then it's that judgment, then it's the great white throne. But folks, there's one judgment, and this is what it's talking about. You will be there on that day. I will be there on that day. And it's a book of life, and either your name is in it or it is not. Did you know that each and every one of us, technically, you are writing a book, and God's going to, the books are going to be open, the book of your life. Okay, God's going to read it. There's no hiding on that day. Either you're in the book of life or you're not, and you'd be judged. Okay, either been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ or you have not. Very serious. And it's very clear, folks. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. No such thing as a good person. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. So here's the deal. The scriptures I read all the time from the book of Romans, chapter 5, it says, verses 6 to 9, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure, or perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Folks, that's the only way to be justified. This cross. You know, don't underestimate the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. That cross, folks, that's what this is talking about. On that cross, he died for the ungodly. That includes Jew and Gentile. If you're Jewish, there's hope for you. Put your faith in Christ. If you're a Gentile, there's hope for you, too. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. There's no other way. You must come through him. You will not be justified on Judgment Day without this blood. Hear me now. This is how powerful the cross of Jesus Christ is. You will not be justified without the blood of Jesus Christ that I'm talking about today. Without this blood, you will not be justified. You will not be saved from the wrath of God. It won't happen. It's impossible to happen. That's what I'm talking about today, folks. Do not miss this. Do not miss this. Your sin separates you from Almighty God. But there's a way out. You can be saved. You can call upon the Lord for mercy, whether you be Jew or whether you be Gentile. This is what it is all about. There's only one way in, folks. It's through the person of Jesus Christ. And don't ever forget that. Acts 20, verse 21, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks or Gentiles, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed.